This was going to be one of the most important moments in Lorna's new life. She had just moved to Arizona and needed to impress the kids who lived in her neighborhood. She grabbed the purple bike helmet lying on her bed and crammed it down on her thick, curly red hair. She and Samuel Black were about to race around the block, and she was determined to win. Sam was going to meet his match. None of the other kids on the street could beat him in his almost daily race around the neighborhood. None, that is, until now. Lorna thought back 2 days ago when she, her brother, and her mother had just moved into the red brick house on the corner of Crestwood. That's when this whole thing had started. Allie, the little blonde girl who lived next door in the house with the swimming pool, knocked on Lorna's front door and asked her to come over for a swim. That's when she told her about Sam being the champion of the Crestwood Challenge. "What's the Crestwood Challenge?" Lorna asked, running and jumping into the pool so the cement wouldn't burn her bared feet.
"The Crestwood Challenge is something Sam made up," Allie replied, jumping into the pool after her.
Wiping water from her eyes and face, she continued,
"You have to ride as fast as you can around the block 7 times. Whoever finishes first is the champion."
"I could do that," Lorna said, thinking about the dirt bike trails she used to ride at her old house. Racing on the street would be a piece of cake next to the steep trails she was used to. Allie went on to explain that no one had ever beat Samuel Black, and Lorna, without thinking, said she was going to beat him. The next day, Allie told everyone in the neighborhood what Lorna had said. The following day, Sam knocked on Lorna's door.
"I heard you could beat me."
Sam stood staring at Lorna through her screen door with his arms folded across his chest. At first, Lorna had no idea who he was. Then she saw the long scar that ran from Sam's left ear all the way across his left cheek, and she knew he was Samuel Black, the kid Allie had told her about. Allie said that Sam got that scar in a bike accident 4 years ago when they were in first grade. The Thompsons, who lived next door to Allie, had a dog that got out one day while Sam was riding his bike. The dog ran after Sam, wanting to play, and knocked him off his bike. Sam fell into someone's yard and cut his face on a sprinkler. Lorna realized she'd been staring at Sam without saying a word. The scar made him look intimidating, but she wasn't about to let him know that.
"Yeah, so?"
she finally answered, folding her arms defiantly.
"I say it's time to prove it."
"Fine, I'm ready when you are."
Lorna was always her most confident self when riding her bike, so she didn't have any trouble agreeing to the race. In a way, her purple mountain bike was her best friend. It was an expensive gift from her father, a Cannondale mountain bike. It was sure to be superior to Sam's bike. Most kids her age weren't able to afford a Cannondale.
"Good."
Sam looked at his watch and pressed a button, causing the watch to beep several times.
"Meet me in front of your house at 5 o'clock. That's in 1 hour.
"No problem,"
Lorna said, yawning as if this was the most boring plan she'd ever heard.
"Don't be late. I have my watch alarm set, so I'll know if you're late."
"I wouldn't miss it," Lorna replied.
5 o'clock, Sam muttered as he turned and walked away.